Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平安与大家同在。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is law and grace.
今天早上要用律法跟恩典来跟大家一起来勉励。
This seems to be a very broad topic.
听起来这非常宽的一个题目。
But of course, it's also a very important topic.
但是呢，严格说起来是一个非常重要的题目。
What is law?
什么叫做律法
？What is grace?
什么又叫做恩典？
Few weeks ago, my child was sick.
几个礼拜前呢，我的小孩生病。
My wife sent him to the children's hospital.
那我太太就带他到儿童医院就诊。
Emergency unit.
而且是急诊。
Because he has been throwing all night.
因为呢，他吐了一个晚上。
Because recently there's a lot of flu.
那么大家都知道，最近呢有一些感冒的病菌在流行。
So she parked in the parking lot.
所以他就开车赶紧到儿童医院，停在停车场。
And then fit the meter 1 hour.
然后呢，投了一个小时的停车费。
And then they were inside for a few hours.
然后进去就一待就待了几个小时。
And of course, thank God, the doctor see him and give him some treatment.
感谢主了，那医生看了我的小孩呢，给他一些治疗。
And then when she came out,
那出来之后
，she find out that she got a ticket.
出来之后，当然已经过了一个小时，他就有一张停车的罚单。
Saying that she overparked for a few hours.
因为他已经超过时速了。
So the ticket was $80.
所以那张罚单呢，80块。
So when she come home, she showed me the ticket, tell me to settle it.
所以他回来以后呢，就给我看了罚单，80块的罚单，叫我说，哎呀，看怎么样把它付掉吧。
Wow, I think it's quite expensive.
那么80块其实很贵的。
More than you can fit the meters, right?
那么当然这比你投钱在那边投一个小时还要贵很多了。
According to the hospital staff, they say if you just call and say that, make some excuse, saying that, oh, you try, you're inside, and then they may waive your ticket.
那么医院告诉我们说，如果你先打电话告诉他们说，真的是因为小孩在里面呢，一待了几个小时呢，投钱不够呢，请他们能够谅解。
You just a few minutes late, and then they will just say, okay, cancel.
那么也许出来的时间呢，只有几分钟，晚了几分钟，他们也许会把它给取消的。
Then of course I called the number.
那么我就打电话去了。
And I use the same excuses, sir, that my wife suggests.
那么我的太太建议我的方法呢，我就同样的告诉医院了。
I say, they were inside for emergency, right? Only a few minutes late when she come out.
那么我告诉医院说呢，他们因为是急诊，那么只耽误了几分钟，出来时间过了时间了。
Is there anything you can do?
那么是不是大家可以帮个忙呢？
And she asked me, okay, what's the time of the ticket?
那么他问我说，时间点什么时候？
And what's the time when your meter expire?
那么什么时候呢？是你这一个小时过期的时候。
He said, Mr.There's 2 hours late, not a few minutes.
他说，不对啊，你这个是差了两个小时，不是几分钟。
I said I didn't know, I didn't check actually. I just used the same excuse.
那么当然，我就还是用同样的理由告诉他了，因为我说我没有看清楚了。
But anyway, can you do anything good for me?
我还是请他说能不能帮忙呢
？When a child is sick, you know, very nervous, go inside a few hours, you cannot control.
因为你知道吗？身为家长的，带着小孩生病了，当然很紧张的了。
And then the guy said, okay, let me see what I can do.
那么电话那一端呢，就是说，好吧，我来试试看。
And then after a while, he said, "Okay, the best I can do is $20."
那么他之后跟我讲说，好吧，我帮你个忙，交20块。
You pay it now, $20.
那么你现在交给我的话，现在交20块钱。
$80 reduced to $20, not bad.
那从80块降到20块钱，不错了。
Because if I pay the meter for whole day, almost $20 too.
因为呢，如果我付全天的费用的话呢，停在那边也是20块钱。
So it's a bit of grace.
当然，这是算是一点点的这个优惠。
So I was thinking.
我就这么想了。
What is the law?
那么这个律法是什么
？Law is regulation.
法律律法就好像一个条文一样。
You are not supposed to break it.
条文是不可以打破的。
It's very strict.
非常严格。
If you break it, you have your consequences.
如果你一旦犯了，就有后果。
The more serious the offense, the more serious the consequences.
你犯的越重，那么结果就越严重。
But what is grace?
那么恩典又什么
？Grace does mean that give you exemption or try to cancel the offenses.
那么这恩典呢，也就是在律法的当中呢。给你一条生路，让你能够取消一些犯罪的经过。
And then pleading.
然后并且能够祈求。
And then this is another aspect.
这是从另外一个方面来看这件事情。
So law and grace even exist in our society.
所以说我们在现在的社会也看得到说法律跟恩典之间有互相关联存在。
But if you talk about the Bible,
如果我们看回到圣经
，these two things even go deeper.
这两件事情甚至在圣经里面讲得更深重。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里面
that means before Jesus coming,
在旧约里面也就是在主耶稣来之前
it's called a time of the law,
也就是那个时候是律法时代
God gave them the law,
那么神颁律法给他们
the law is very strict,
律法是代表严格的
if you don't do it, if you don't do according to the law, you will be killed,
如果不遵守的律法而做那你就只有死路一条
so,The law was very strict.
所以说律法在当时是代表非常严厉的。
But when Jesus came,
但是当主耶稣来了
bring us to a new era.
主耶稣来了之后将人类带到另外一个时代里面。
It's called the era of grace.
那么也就是叫做恩典的时代。
It's meant by believing Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是因为借着信主耶稣基督
all the past transgression can be canceled.
所有过去的罪恶呢都会一笔勾销的。
But you have to believe in Jesus.
但是重点是你要信耶稣基督。
You have to follow him.
你必须要跟耶稣基督。
So all your ticket can be canceled.
所以你的这个所谓的过期的你这所有的这些违反的这些条例呢都可以一笔勾销的。
So we have to know from law to grace.
所以我们必须要知道在律法转换到恩典时代的过程是什么。
Because some people they don't understand.
有些人不懂这个所谓的转换。
Some people say,
有的人说了。
Oh, nowadays the grace period.
有人会说，这个时候既然叫做恩典了。
We can do whatever we want.
我们就很自由，做喜欢做的事了。
Because Jesus is grace.
因为主耶稣代表恩典呢。
I don't have to keep God's word anymore.
我不需要再跟随这个圣经走的了。
This is not correct.
这不对的。
You cannot abuse God's grace.
我们不可以滥用神的恩典。
Just like I cannot say, oh, because that guy canceled me, reduce my amount, so next time I can do the same thing, I can park around without paying.
就好像我刚才说的，虽然他非常非常给让我只付了20块钱，我不能因为这样子到处停车啊。
But another extreme.
但是另外一个极端来看
，Some people said.
有人说了
，Oh, everything have to go straight according to the law.
每一件事情都要按照律法来做
，According to the Old Testament law.
而且要按照旧约律法来做
，They are living in another extreme.
他们是住在另外一个极端的时代里面
，Both extreme are no good.
两边的极端都是不对的
，So today we talk about the law and the grace.
所以今天我们要把这个律法跟恩典摆在一起来看
，We'll compare them.
我们要能够做一些比较
，And then we can know what's the difference.
那么我们就能够分辨出它的不一样在哪里
and then we can apply to our life.
然后再能够利用适用在我们的生活里
The first point,
第一点
The law look at the weaknesses of the people
律法能够看到人的弱点、啊、
They only point it out
那么他们能够指出你人的弱点在哪里
Say that you commit sin
也就是说人犯罪了
But grace is to see the needs of human
但是呢恩典带来的却是看到人的需要在哪里
This is very different.
这里的不同点就在这里。
When you look at a person, you can look at these two perspectives.
当我们看一个人，可以用两个方向来看。
For example, when a person is very weak.
当我们看到一个人好像很软弱。
Why are you coughing?
为什么你咳嗽了
？Why you cannot be stronger?
为什么你不把身体用好
？Why you don't exercise?
为什么你不运动
？Why don't you eat vitamin C?
为什么你不多吃点维他命 C 呢
you can say all this.
当然，我们都可以用这样来判断人家。
But another aspect is that, you are sick, you need rest.
但是从一个方另外一方面，你会觉得这个人既然生病了，哎，你就要多休息。
Maybe I can help you something.
也许我可以提供一些你帮助你，让你早点康复。
So it's different perspective.
所以我们从两个不一样的方法来看人。
Let's turn to Matthew.
我们看马太。
Chapter 12.
马太福音的第十二章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 12.
马太福音的第十二章。
Verse 1-3.
马太福音第十二章第一到三节。马太福音第十二章第一节。那时耶稣在安息日从麦地经过，他的门徒饿了，就掐起麦穗来吃。第三节，法利赛人看见，就对耶稣说：“看哪，你的门徒做安息日不可做的事了。”第三节，耶稣对他们说：“经上记着大卫和跟从他的人饥饿之时所做的事，你们没有念过吗？”
Matthew chapter 12 tells us a story, an incident about Jesus on the Sabbath day.
马太福音第十二章告诉我们说，在安息日呢，有一件事情发生在主耶稣的身上了。
Now, Jesus look at an event is different than perspective of the Pharisee.
我们看到主耶稣对这件事情的看法跟法利赛人对这件事情的看法完全不同。
On that day, disciple and Jesus was on Sabbath day walking across the field.
第一节告诉我们，那一天耶稣跟着门徒们呢，经过了麦田。
Maybe they didn't have breakfast.
在安息日上那天呢，也许他们没吃早餐。
Maybe it's lunch time.
也许刚好吃中餐的时候。
Just like in 1 hour time, you'll be hungry.
就好像一个小时之后，我们大家都会觉得肚子饿了。
Now, what does the Pharisee look at?
但是法利赛人怎么看
？Pharisee represent the law.
法利赛人代表了律法。
They are the experts.
他们是律法的专家。
They know that on Sabbath day you're not supposed to do work.
因为他们知道律法明明记载在安息日是不准工作。
And then they saw the disciple when they are crossing the field. They pick up some grain to eat.
然后他们眼睛看到的是耶稣带着门徒过麦田的时候捡麦穗来吃。
Immediately they say, "Oh, you break the law."
马上他就判断说你已经违反律法了。
Because you are working.
因为你已经在工作了。
This is what the Pharisees see.
这是法利赛人眼中看到的事情。
The law only see that we are weak.
律法只看到说你这个人是软弱的。
You are doing bad things.
而且你是做了错事了。
You are no good.
你不好的。
But look at what Jesus see.
但是主耶稣怎么看
？Jesus tell them.
主耶稣告诉他们。
Even Jesus didn't eat himself.
就算主耶稣没有捡麦穗来吃。
But he allowed the disciple to eat.
但是他准许门徒们呢经过麦田捡麦穗来吃。
Jesus quote example.
主耶稣有给了个例子。
When David and his follower were fleeing for their life.
他说大卫跟随他的人饥饿的时候。
At that time they're running after their life.
当他们正在逃命的时候。
They were very hungry.
他们饥饿了。
They saw the priest.
他们
看到那个祭司。
他们看到祭司了。
Verse 4.
第四节。
They entered the temple of God.
他们进到神的圣殿里。
They asked the priest, "Is there anything to eat?"
他们问祭司说什么东西可以吃。
There's nothing. The priest said nothing. No bread.
祭司说圣殿里面什么东西连饼都没有。
Only the show bread.
唯一只有陈设饼。
The show bread only for the priest to eat.
陈设饼只能给祭司吃，在当时。
Ordinary people not supposed to eat.
一般的人绝对不可以碰那个陈设饼。
But David asked him, "Is there any food?"
但是大卫问祭司说，有没有东西可以吃呢
？No food, only that bread.
祭司说没有了，就这个陈设饼了。
Then David said, "Can you give it to me?"
大卫说，能不能把陈设饼给我呢
？Okay, if you want. Okay, if you keep yourself pure, you should able to eat it.
祭司说，如果你是圣洁的，你当然你就请用吧。
And they ate it.
他们就吃了。
God did not punish them.
神并没有处罚他们。
And Jesus used this example to talk about Sabbath day.
主耶稣用了这个例子呢，说到安息日可以摘麦子吃。
What did Jesus see?
主耶稣看什么
？Jesus see that human is very weak, but the needs of human being.
主耶稣看到人类是软弱了，也看得到人类在软弱当中所需要的是什么。
Jesus know our weaknesses.
主耶稣知道我们的弱点在哪里。
And then Jesus emphasize to provide our needs.
主耶稣也在这里特别强调，因为弱点，所以他要提供人的需要。
Today we have to apply this to our daily life.
所以今天我们也要能够适用在我们的生活里。
Let's look at what Jesus said here.
我们看看主耶稣说什么。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第六节，但我告诉你们，在这里有一人比殿更大。
Verse 7.
第七节，我喜爱怜悯，不喜爱祭祀。你们若明白这话的意思，就不将无罪的当作有罪的了。
Here tell us the true meaning of Sabbath day.
这里告诉我们真正在安息日的意义在哪里。
On Sabbath day, God want people to have mercy from Jesus.
在安息日，主耶稣要人能够从神那边领受真正的怜悯。
Jesus not only talk about formality or worshiping.
主耶稣在这边不是只是讲到形式上的聚集聚会而已。
Of course, if you have offering sacrifices, good.
当然能够献祭是相当好的事情。
But mercy is more important.
但是在献祭的背后呢，那怜悯的心是更重要的。
So today think about this.
所以今天我们想想。
When God look at us.
当神看我们的时候。
Just like the hymn we just sang.
就好像我们刚刚唱的诗。
He looked beyond our faults.
今天主耶稣看的是超过我们所
过犯。
过犯的事情。
不看我们的过犯。
不看我们的过犯的。
But saw our needs.
但是却看到我们所需要的。
Sometimes think about this.
所以我们想想这个。
When God is in heaven,
当神在天上
，What did he see?
他看什么
？He see whole mankind sinning against him.
他看到全世界的人类都犯罪得罪他。
Everybody is not listening to him.
每一个人都不听他的命令。
Everybody doing bad things.
每一个人都做一样的坏事。
They don't even respect God.
甚至不尊敬神了。
When God looked down,
但主耶稣低头一看
，God doesn't have to come down to save us.
那么主耶稣不用来到这个世界上，为了要救我们。
Doesn't have to come here.
他不需要来到这个世界。
He can go. He can stay up there.
他可以大大方方的留在天上。
And then waiting for all of us to die.
然后只要等到所有人类死光了就算了。
And then judge them.
然后给他们审判。
Put them to hell.
然后把他们下到地狱。
And then burn them with eternal fire.
然后用永行的火呢，把他们烧光了算了。
And then they'll crack. And then they'll suffer. They'll yearning. They'll crying.
然后他可以看到这些人类呢，就在那边受痛苦而已。
And they say nothing to do with me.
因为对神来说。对神来说没有任何关系的。
Because you commit the law, you're supposed to die.
因为你们这些人类犯罪了，跟我一点事都没有。
You deserve it.
你们是罪有应得了。
He could have said this.
他可以这样做的看。
But God so loved the world.
但是今天我们的神爱我们全人类。
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们主耶稣基督。
He is God come to the world in flesh.
他道成肉身，神道成肉身来到世界上。
He decided to come in.
他决定，他认为他自己要来到这个世界。
He want to interfere.
他要能够干涉，能够参与这样的事情。
He want to change our fate.
他要能够改变人类的信仰。
Really, he didn't need to do that.
事实上，我们这样来看，他不需这么。走这一招的。
Just like if today you see the news, say in Africa people are starving, no food. You don't have to do anything, right? You just watch on the TV. Say, oh, they are very hungry, and then you still eat your nice meal.
今天我们在电视上早餐的时候看到电视上说，哎，非洲有很多人饥饿而死，不能够吃东西。但是我们一样吃的很好的早餐，因为对我们来说似乎是很大的距离，跟我没关系的。
Very few people will put down their bowl or give up their comfortable life and go there to help them.
很少数的人类，很少数人会这样子。放下自己的碗，放下自己的生活，去到非洲跟大家一起，跟在那边拯救那些人。
Because you have to make a huge sacrifice.
因为这样的做法必须要能够牺牲一切的。
You don't need to.
因为你不需要这样做。
God didn't need to save us.
今天同样，神不需要这样走这一招。
But God want to save us.
但是神却要走这一招。
But why He want to save us?
为什么要这样做
？Because He loves us.
因为他的爱。
Just like your children.
就好像小孩一样。
When your children is sick.
当我们小朋友生病了
，Sometimes you know these few weeks, my children taking turn to be sick.
那么这好像这几个礼拜了，我三个小孩轮流生病。
Sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning, they come to our bedside.
有时候呢，清晨一点钟他们跑过来了。
You cannot tell them it's 1 o'clock. I'm sleeping time. Go back.
我不可以告诉他一点钟回你自己房间，不要来这里。
According to my hour, I only work 12 hours a day. Now it's my sleeping time.
我不能看看我的时间，一点钟是我睡觉的时候，这个时候跟你没关系，你回去房间。
Well, as a parent, we can't say this.
身为一个父母，我没有办法对小孩这样讲。
If a child needs you anytime, you have to respond.
今天小孩子24小时随时要我们，我们随时就要能够有反应。
It's beyond the law, beyond the common sense, beyond the regulations.
因为这样的关系是已经超出了所谓的现有制度的条款之下。
So today, think about ourselves.
所以今天我们想想自己。
God looked beyond our faults and saw our needs.
今天神已经。不再看我们的过犯，反而看更深一层我们的需要在哪里。
Now, when we look at others, what do we see?
今天反过来我们看别人的时候，我们看什么
？Sometimes we only see other people the weak side and their sin and the transgression.
今天我们看到很多人看到别人的时候，都是看到他们的过犯、他们的过错、他们的弱点。
And then we criticize.
然后我们就加以批评。
哎 ，it's no good.
我们都觉得说这个人不好。
They did bad things.
因为他做错了。
His faith is not strong.
他的信仰不好。
The love is not good enough.
所以你可以看到这个人爱心不好。
And we always say this easily.
我们常常很容易做这样的决定跟判断。
But if we really under grace.
但是如果我们在这恩典之下呢
？We really have to learn from Jesus.
我们必须要在恩典之下重新学耶稣的恩典。
Try look beyond people's faults.
我们要超越。别人所犯的过错。
Yes, maybe people did bad things to you.
是的，也许人家得罪我了。
Maybe they are not so good.
也许人家对我并不是这么好。
But you look beyond it.
但是我们必须要超越这个点。
And then you see what do they need.
然后我们要在这个点之后看看说他们到底的需求在哪里。
They may need my help.
也许他们需要是我的帮忙。
If you see a member is sick.
今天我们看到有人生病了。
Don't just say, "Oh yeah, wow, keep a distance, right? Don't spread the germ to me."
我们不能够第一个反应就是说，哎，保持一点距离啊。不要传染给我。
Okay, we say, oh, sister, of course, brother. Okay, I'll pray for you.
也许我们会说，哎，弟兄，这位姐妹，你生病了，我们为你祷告。
Is there anything I can help you?
那么有没有什么东西我可以帮得上忙的
？For example, if a member come to you.
比如说，有一位同龄来告诉我们。
If you cannot know English.
如果这个人不懂英文的话。
She have an English letter she could not read.
那么他带了一封信，英文的，但是他看不懂，怎么办
？And then he give it to you.
然后他问问你了。
Hey, so and so, can you try to read this to me? I don't understand.
那他问我们说，你能帮我看一下
？I'm so busy. No, I don't know.
那我们是不是说，哎呀，不行了，我现在好忙啊，算了。
Actually, you know, but just busy, you don't want to.
那么只不过是因为我现在很忙，我现在没有办法帮你。
If you do this, you don't see their needs.
如果我们这样子回答，也许我们看不到他到底需要什么。
You only see, he doesn't know English, so trouble.
我们只会看到这个人，你怎么会这样，连英文都不懂？哎，算了，不帮你。
Or if a member come to you，
或是另外一个人告诉你。
Oh, I want to go there to join church activity or family service。
或者说，我想要到那个地方去参加啊教会的活动，或是家庭聚会。
Can you give me a ride？
是不是能够带我一起呢
？You think, oh, it's not on the way。
我会觉得哎不顺路哎。
Hey, if I go there, waste my gas, waste my time。
哎呀，到你那边再接你的话呢，又要多一层，花我的时间跟花我的汽油钱。
You're so weak. Why don't you learn driving？
哎，你为什么不自己开车
？Why don't you have a car？
你为什么不自己买车
？In your mind, you think about this, right？
我们常常会这样想的。
Why don't you go traffic public transport？
我们会想说，那你自己搭巴士嘛
？And then you say, oh no, it's not convenient。
我们会觉得说，哎呀，不方便了，又要多走一程。
If you think like this, you don't solve their needs。
如果我们真的这样想，我们只看到表面的问题，却看不到那个人真正的需要。
You only see, oh, they are weak, but you don't see their needs。
我们会发现，是的，这个人是软弱，但在软弱的背后，我们看不见他的需要。
People open their mouth to ask already.They are humble already.
因为他们既然知道要开口向人祈求的时候，表示他们已经真的是很谦卑了。
You know, God save us. We don't even ask Him.
今天神拯救我们，我们却不是因为我们真的开口叫神要求拯救我们，他才拯救我们。
When God save us, we didn't even know Him.
神拯救我们的时候，我们也许还不知道神是谁呢。
Isn't it?
不是这样子吗
？So when people humble themselves to ask us, we have to see their needs.
所以今天弟兄姐妹如果很谦卑的、很虔诚来问问我们的需求。问我们帮忙的时候呢，我们真的要表现出来。
If we see less people's fault and more people's need，
如果今天我们看到别人少看别人的过错，多看别人的需求的话
，and then our family will full of grace。
那我们这个大家庭里面就会充满了恩典。
Less judgment，
那么就少了批评。
More grace，
我们就看到更多的恩典出来。
This a family really touched me。
那么有这么一个家庭啊，很感动我。
It's in overseas。
那么在国外的一个家庭啊。
The brother was a very fervent brother.
那这个弟兄呢，是一个非常热心的一个弟兄。
He served in the church for many years.
那么他在教会服侍好多年。
Even the beginning.
那么就是在一开始的时候也是这样。
The church built chapel.
那么在教会刚起初建立的时候啊。
He's very fervent.
他非常热心。
But we know that when you work for God, you have to be very careful.
但是我们都知道了，当一个人很热心服侍神的时候，也要非常谨慎。
People are good at the beginning, doesn't mean people will be always good.
因为一开始好，不见得到最后也是好。
And devil always like to attack the workers of God.
但是呢，我们撒旦这个撒旦呢，最喜欢攻击的就是神的工人。
Especially the RA, the preachers, the deacons.
那么特别是
the leaders,
特别是教会的领导者，特别是教会的长职、传道、负责人。
He's the RA.
那么这位弟兄呢？在那个教会呢，是教务负责。
He served God for many years.
那么他服侍神好多年。
People respect him.
那么教会弟兄姐妹都非常尊敬他。
But he forgot his spiritual cultivation.
但是他忘记自己的灵修了。
He always busy and inside outside.
那么他总是为了大家忙进忙出的。
He's busy with his own business.
那么以及自己的事业也要忙呢。
He's opened a restaurant.
那么他自己也开个店。
In the restaurant, you hire a lady from China.
那么在餐厅里面呢，他的店的餐厅呢，他请了一个中国来的女士。
And because every day they work together.
因为他们每一天一起工作。
Of course, work together, we'll spend time together. The relationship, the feeling will be developed.
当然，一起工作当中，日久就会生情了。
She see the worker more than she see her. He see her wife, his wife.
因为他在店里工作的时间呢，甚至长过于在家里待的时间。当然，这个关系跟他太太的关系就会有变化。
Even he is the RA, but he's not careful.
那么，就算他是个教务负责人，但是他不够谨慎。
He didn't watch and pray.
他并没有谨慎祷告。
Therefore, work in his heart.
因此呢，撒旦进入他的心。
And then he commit adultery.
那么他就犯下奸淫。
Excommunicated by the church.
那么当然就被教会给除名了。
Very, very sad.
非常非常难过的一件事情。
Now, the wife of that RA, the wife of the religious the brother.
那么我们看，然后再来我们看看这位太太，这个弟兄的太太。
The wife find out that the husband has gone with another woman.
那太太发现说，我的先生，教会的负责人，竟然已经犯下，竟然跟别人、跟别的女人在一起。
Which is very sad.
他当然是受不了，非常难过。
You can imagine it's very painful.
我们可以想象这样的情况发生在家庭里面是非常痛苦。
Usually in this kind of case, right, the wife will hate the third party.
那么通常呢，在这样的事情发生的时候呢，太太通常都是很恨那个第三者的。
Yeah, of course, in the beginning is like that.
刚开始确实，这个我们这个姐妹是非常恨那个第三者。
But when times go by，
但是时间过去了。
You know, the brother also deserted the mistress， 也离弃那个工人了。
那然后这个弟兄呢，也离开了那个女的。
You know, when a person departed from God, their heart become very evil。
那么当一个人哈离开神的时候，那个心是邪恶的心呢
？Very evil。
是非常邪恶的。
So now both women become deserted.
所以呢，这两个女人呢，都已经被遗弃了。
By the same man.
那么被同一个男人给遗弃了。
Now if you were the wife, what would you think?
如果今天你是这个太太的话呢，你的想法是什么
？Maybe you say, "Huh? Now come to you. Now you destroy my family. Now you also in trouble."
也许你看到这个时候的结局，你会觉得说，鼓掌叫好啊！哎呀，你真的是罪有应得啊
！But that sister, the wife, didn't think like that.
但是我们这个姐妹呢，改变想法了，不是这么想。
She think that she is also very pitiful.
因为她觉得呢，对方这个女的呢，也是非常可怜的。
Because she also had a family.
因为呢，她自己本身呢的背后也有一个家庭。
Her family was destroyed.
那么她的家庭也因为她的举动呢而被毁了。
Now my husband also deserted her.
那现在呢，我这个前夫呢也把她给放弃了。
And also go somewhere.
然后又不见了。
So she also very poor, very very pitiful.
所以这个女人其实上也是个可怜的女人。
Same as me.
那么就好像我的处境一样。
Even though she destroyed my family.
虽然她是毁掉我家庭的人。
But she didn't know God.
但是在那个时候她并不认识神呐。
So the sister think.
所以这姐妹就这样想。
I must pray for her.
这姐妹想说，我应该为这个女的祷告。
I must preach to her.
我应该向她传福音。
Let her know Jesus.
让她知道耶稣基督啊。
She really do that.
她真的这么做。
She start to talk to her.
她开始打电话给她。
And I said, I don't hate you.
她说我不再恨你了。
I believe in Jesus.
因为我是信耶稣的。
In my heart, Jesus' love is in my heart.
因为呢，神的爱已经充满我的心。
You did a mistake, I know.
我知道之前呢，你已经犯下错误。
My husband also made a mistake.
那么我的先生也同样犯下了错误。
They pray their, he pray his price.
那么他已经付了他的代价。
But I don't hate you anymore.
但是我从现在开始不再恨你了。
I know you are very pitiful.
我知道你的处境跟我一样，也是可怜的。
You also has nothing.
你也是一无所有了。
You must come to believe in Jesus.
那么你要现在来信主了。
And then the mistress, okay, you don't hate me.
那这个女的听了非常惊讶。
How can you don't hate me?
你不再恨我吗
？Then she's so touched.
他感到非常的感动。
Okay, okay, I'll go to your church.
他决定说，既然要，我就到你的教会去。
Because she's also very sad.
因为他自己也感觉到非常难过。
They come to the church together.
所以他们一起来到教会。
And then the mistress said, she cried before God.
那么这个女人在神面前痛哭流涕啊。
She confessed before God.
那么她在神的面前痛哭悔改的祷告啊。
Ask God to forgive her sin.
那么求神赦免她的罪。
God gave her the Holy Spirit.
那么神真的赐给她的圣灵。
And then she received water baptism.
然后她接受水洗。
She was so joyful.
那么这个女的就非常的开心了。
She said, "I didn't know Jesus before."
她非常的快乐，她不知道说她以前原来是不认识主。
And now I find Christ.
今天我真的找到基督了。
So when I go to that local church.
所以当我到那个教会的时候。
At the beginning, I didn't know.
刚开始我并不知道。
These two sisters sit together, chatting, talking.
那我看到只有这两个姐妹呢，常坐在一起，常讲话。
I thought they were relatives.
我以为他们是亲戚。
But people tell me, no, they have this background.
啊，但是呢，大家告诉我说，原来这来龙去脉是这样子的。
My heart, I said, in that sister, in her heart, she really have the love of Christ.
那么对我来说，我觉得哇，那个姐妹真的是充满了神的爱在她的心里。
She could have complained.
因为她可以大大的抱怨。
She can hate the other woman.
她大可以有理由去恨那个人。
She can complain to God.
她甚至可以。向神来抱怨的。
But she didn't choose to do that.
但是她并没有决定这样做。
She has grace in her heart.
但是她在心里面充满神的恩典。
She see her needs and bring her to Christ.
所以说她看到这个人的需求，帮她将她带到神的面前。
Of course, not many people can do that.
当然不是每一个人都可以做的。
But of course, in our life, we should have more grace, see the grace of others, see the needs of others.
但是呢？在我们生活当中，我们要常常用神的恩典来看别人的需求。
Yes, others have their weaknesses.
是的，别人绝对有软弱。
Maybe they have come some sin.
也许他们已经犯罪。
But let God judge them.
但是让神来做最后决定。
Let the Bible judge them.
让神的圣经，让神的道理来做最后决定。
Whatever they did, they will face eternal judgment by God.
因为不管他做了什么事情，最后是要面对神的。
But you.Just have to give them grace.
但是对我们来说，我们只要将神的恩典带给这个人就好。
Forgiveness.
我们的原谅。
It's very important.
原谅是非常重要的。
The second point.
第二点。
The law is only let people to know about sin.
我们都知道律法只是让人知道罪。
But grace is to help us overcome sin.
但是恩典却让一个人能够胜过罪。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
我们请看罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
罗马书的第三章。
Romans chapter 3 verse 20.
罗马书第三章的第二十节。
Please read.
罗马书第三章的第二十节，所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
He tells us very clearly.
这里非常清楚了。
The law is only to let people to know sin.
律法只是叫一个人能够知道罪。
But not to solve the problem of sin.
但是对罪的问题，律法无法解决。
Now, since entered the world,
自从罪来到这个世界
，human being keep committing sin.
那么人就开始继续不断的犯罪。
But the problem is, the more sin you commit, the less sensitive your heart will become.
当一个人犯的罪越多，那么对无罪的事情，人的心对无罪的事情就越来越不敏感了，
so,
不敏感。
So that's why the law come here to point out what is wrong. You cannot do this.
因此呢，律法制定下来，告诉人说什么绝对不能做。
That's why in the Old Testament you see, wow, there's so many regulations. You can't do this. You can't do that.
因此，我们就不难看到说，在旧约圣经里面呢，满满的所有的条例就告诉人说不能做这个，不能做那个。
Actually, sometimes we look at how a parent teach a children. Always say, don't do this, don't do that. Always more.
事实上，我们看家庭里面哦，父母亲在教小朋友的时候，也是这个现象，都是说不可以这个，不可以那个。
Because when we were young, we have to be limited by the law.
因为呢，当我们从小一开始呢，就要被这个律法所限制住。
To keep us safe.
因为呢，为了要保持我们的安全。
But now when we grow up,
但是我们长大
，the grace will give us better answer.
因为呢。我们长大之后呢，律法可以给我们更好的一个解决方案。
Yeah, the law only tells you what is wrong and you shouldn't do this.
因为律法只告诉我们说这样做就是错的，绝对不可以。
But the grace will give us power to overcome our sinful nature and don't do this anymore.
但是恩典却能够告诉我们说如何能够战胜这个罪恶呢？能够更好。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
我们请看罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的第五章。
Verse.
罗马书第五章的第十五节，罗马书第五章的第十五节，只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯，众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因基督耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐，岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？十六节，因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原本审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而称义。十七节，若因一人的犯罪，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因基督耶稣一人在生命中做王吗？
Here Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
In the time of the law.
在律法时代
，People all committed sin.
大家都因为律法时代底下犯罪。
More regulation, but more people are condemned.
更多的律法，但是呢，更多的人被定罪了。
Because people cannot keep it.
因为呢，人没有办法去完全遵守律法。
It's too difficult.
太难了。
So nobody can be able to keep it.
因此，对律法而言，没有人可以遵守得过。
So sin is the king.
因此呢，罪就变成王了。
But Jesus came.
主耶稣来了。
He gave us salvation.
主耶稣来了，给了我们救恩。
He gave us power.
给了我们恩典，这个能力。
So he will, according to verse 17, be the king of our life.
所以十七节告诉我们要变成生命之王啊。
This is very important.
很重要的一节。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹
，We are under grace.
我们现在在恩典底下。
We should let Jesus Christ to be king in our life.
我们要让主耶稣进入我们的生命，变成恩典之王。
生命中作王。
生命中作王。
This is very important.
很重要的。
When I went to UK.
我到英国的时候
I heard a testimony.
我听到一个见证
There was a brother.
有这么一个弟兄
His last name is Jiang.
他姓姜
张弟兄
詹弟兄
He has, before he knew Christ,
在他信主之前
He has been gambling for 40 years.
他四十年以来都一直赌博啊
Can you imagine?
我们可以想象吗
Gambling is very difficult to quit.
赌是很难戒掉的。
Of course, if you don't gamble, you don't know what's fun about gambling.
当然，对我们来说，我们不碰赌博，不知道赌博到底有多好玩。
But for those who gamble, it's so difficult to quit.
但是那些人爱赌的人真的是戒不掉的。
Sometimes they even chop their finger, but they still go to bank gambling.
我们也许看到有的人把手指剁掉了，但是照常去赌。
At the end, there's no finger, they're still gambling.
到最后呢，没有手可以赌的时候，他照常赌。
And the wife left them, children left them, they're still gambling.
那么赌到家破人亡了，还是继续赌。
Because they cannot control it.
因为已经控制不了了。
Because sin is the king.
因为那个罪已经在这个人的身上变成国王了。
Their brother, before he knew Christ.
在这个弟兄信主之前。
40 years gambling.
他赌了40年。
Non-stop.
不停的、哦。
He suffers so much.
我们会看到这样的人生活真的是痛苦啊。
But after one day,
但是有一天呢
？People preach to him.
有一天人向他传道。
He come to Christ.
他来信基督。
He heard about the teaching.
他听到了道理。
He received water baptism.
他接受了大水洗。
He received the Holy Spirit.
他接受了灵洗。
It's different.
就不一样了。
Suddenly, this inside is a strength in his heart.
突然间，他感觉到自己的心里面有能力了。
From now,
从现在开始
，I want to quit gambling.
我就戒赌
，no more，
不再赌了
，no need to chop the fingers，
不需要去剁我的手指
，I just stop like that，
我就从此戒赌
，he really stop，
他真的停了
，and after a while，
一阵子之后
，his gambling friend， you know， keep calling him，
那么他的这些赌徒们呢，赌就打电话给他了
，he said， hey， 江，
他说江啊
，where are you，
你在哪里
，why disappear，
你怎么不见了呢
，he said， no， don't find me，
不要再打电话给我了
，hey， what happened to you，
你到底怎么了
，are you crazy？
你是疯了是吧
？Because all his gambling friends think that he must be crazy.
因为他所有的赌徒的朋友呢，都觉得他一定是疯了。
Because he's been gambling for 40 years, how can he just suddenly no gambling?
因为呢，过去40年都看到这个人在赌场，为什么突然间不见了
？How can suddenly stop overnight?
那就因为一夜之间改变吗？不可能的。
Brother Jiang told them.
我们的江弟兄告诉他了。
I'm not the same anymore.
他说：“我已经不一样了。
I believe in Jesus.
我已经信主了。
I'm no interest in gambling from now on.
我对赌已经完全没有兴趣了，不再赌了。
So don't call me anymore.
不要再打电话给我。
And from that day he quit.
从那天开始呢，他就完全戒赌。
God changed him.
真的，神改变了他的生活。
Save his family.
真的是救了他的全家。
Save his children.
救了他的小孩。
So this is grace. The grace is after you believe in Jesus.
我们看到这个恩典在他信主之后。”
Even though you don't need all the law to bind you,
那么就算不再有所谓的律法绑住他，不准做这个，不准做那个。
You don't need people to tell you 100 times that oh gambling is bad for you. You go to hell if you gambling.
已经不需要靠着别人100次的告诉你说不要再赌，不要再赌了。
When you believe in Jesus,
当你一个人信主之后
，He tell us by the power of Jesus Christ, Jesus overcome transgression and He'll also help you out.
那么借着这个，因为主耶稣基督的能力呢，能够胜过罪，因此也让我们能够胜过这个罪。
Through His blood.
然后经由他的血
，Through His Holy Spirit.
经由他的圣灵
，We can be justified.
我们可以被称义啊。
And Jesus shall be King in your life.
主耶稣就要在我们的生活里面称王。
So this is so much better.
所以这样的恩典不是更好吗
？So brother and sister, we are under grace.
所以今天呢，我们都在恩典之下。
Don't let sin be king anymore.
不要再让那个罪呢变成我们的王了。
But today, some brother and sister, even though they are under grace, but they are still under sin.
今天我们的弟兄姐妹，就算在恩典时代，但是却还在罪里面。
Some are still bound by sin.
有的人还被罪给捆绑。
Because they don't want to change.
因为大家不愿意改变。
If you don't want to change, nobody can force you to change.
如果今天我不要改变，谁能够勉强我改呢
？This is so pitiful.
这是很可怜的。
So remember ourselves.
所以我们常常要提醒。
We are under grace now.
今天我们既然在恩典底下。
We should have freedom.
我们就要有这样的自由。
Let Christ to be the King of our life.
让主耶稣基督变成我们生命之王。
Whatever you do.
不论你做什么。
Ask this King.
问问这个国王。
Does he like you to go gambling?
问问这个国王说，我去赌好吗？
If he says yes, you go, right?
如果他说好，那我们当然可以去。
If you pray, God tell you yes. If you look at the Bible, it tell you, of course you can go.
如果我们看看圣经里面，如果说是好事，那我们当然做了。
Of course, if no, we stop it.
当然，如果不好的事情，我们一定不做的。
If you want to see a movie,
今天我们要去看电影。
You ask Jesus.
问主耶稣。
This kind of movie, Jesus allow me to see?
主耶稣啊，这种电影你会让我看吗
？Will you glorify your name?
是不是能够荣耀你的名呢
？If you go to somewhere,
如果今天我们到一个地方，想要去一个地方
，You ask Jesus.
我们问主耶稣。
Jesus, this kind of occasion, situation, would you like me to go there?
问主耶稣说，今天我要去的那个地方，这样的场所，我适合吗？你会让我吗
？This kind of friend, do you like me to mingle with?
周遭的这些朋友，你希望我跟他们结交吗
？This kind of language, do you like me to use?
这样的语言，这样的话语，你希望我说出来吗
？Ask your king.
问问你的国王。
Because we are under grace.
因为今天我们是在这个国王的恩典下。
Let not be bound by sin anymore.
不要再被罪所捆绑。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
May the Lord guide us.
愿神带领我们。
Let's sing him.
我们一起唱诗。
164.
164首。